by way of clear digital audio. 22,500 miles above the planet. This is the Global Star Radio Network.
Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion and delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you, the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of our good friend Betty Martini, and we're going to be talking about a program to poison the American people and to poison your children, and the fact that they know exactly what they're doing. But you see, the media is really controlled in America. 90 to 95 of the major media outlets are controlled by one of five mega corporations, Disney, Rupert Murdoch. There's one from Europe, and we have NBC, General Electric, and Disney. These are the major, I think it's Bertelsmann is the fifth one. And they control 90 to 95% of the media outlets, and so you're not going to really learn what's going on. Fortunately, we do have the internet, we have alternative radio, we have shortwave, we have our own satellites, and so at least some of the news is getting out. But who would want to poison our children? Well, people will tell you it's done for profit. They just want to make money. But actually, NutraSweet, which is, of course, what contains aspartic acid and breaks down into formaldehyde and methanol and actually a cancer-producing agent, this is out of patent, so they're not going to make anywhere near as much money now as they would originally when they brought this poison and introduced it into the food chain. And you must understand that the FDA knew what was going to happen when they introduced aspartic acid and MSG into the food chain, because the studies had been done that showed it was carcinogenic. It increased the incidence of brain cancers. It actually introduced the incidence of morbid obesity. You can feed these things to any animal, they become morbidly obese, and that leads to diabetes. If you already have diabetes, it complicates the diabetes. We're giving it to pregnant women. Why would you give it to pregnant women when it has an effect on the brain of the developing child? Or are there people there who have a different worldview and are unconcerned about all the human suffering that is coming about because of the addition of NutraSweet to the diet, and the FDA, of course, originally for 15 years fought the introduction of aspartame to our foods, and then, of course, during the Reagan administration, why they got rid of the good people, and people were there, either would compromise everything, or they were part and parcel of the problem, knowing full well that they were poisoning our children. Betty Martini, how long have you been out this battle trying to get the truth out about aspartame, NutraSweet, and these poisons that they're putting in our food?
17 long years, Dr. Stan.
Well, I admire you for your tenacity, and you know, of course, when Betty went over to England recently, they stopped her at they weren't going to let her into the country. Why? Because she was going to talk to people and talk to the media about this poison. How did you finally get out of that? When did they finally let you in? Because they really didn't want to. Somebody wanted to keep you out of England, didn't they?
Yes, because the first time that I went, it was in all mainstream newspapers, and they had really tried to keep the information from the people in the UK. And then the attorneys went and to the newspapers and told them if they wrote about aspartame or me, they were going to sue them and all sorts of. They were intimidating. So the first time they didn't know I was coming, but the second time they did, and it was really sort of comical. They kept me for about 3.5 hours trying to figure out how to send me back to America. And I told them, I said, listen, fellas, you send me back to America, I'm front page news in Europe. Finally, they took me to a physician, and I said, why are you doing this? He says, well, you've been on a plane 12 hours, and we want to see if you're fit to interrogate you. And I said, well, what makes you think you have the right to interrogate me? But when I went to the doctor, I had this great big huge medical text of Dr. Roberts, and they put it down on the desk in front of the doctor. They had confiscated all the material.
Hold that thought. We're going to be back in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can give gifts for the entire family. And it's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two books set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth." I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-pay to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, rocket trucks stop running and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Dr. Stan back here, and Betty Martini is telling us what happened when she went to Great Britain. You have to understand that this is a worldwide effort to hurt people, and they certainly are putting the aspartame into diets all throughout the world. And, of course, it decreases fertility. It actually is a carcinogen. It certainly affects every organ in the human body. Of course, they know exactly what this is doing. It produces blindness. It increases morbid obesity. They do not want the public to know what they're doing to the children, what they're doing to the public. And so basically they're trying to silence Betty, who's going over to Great Britain. So anyway, of course, you're taken to see the doctor. They put down this copy of Dr. Roberts' book, which we actually carry here. I believe it's called Aspartame, the Ignored Epidemic. And what happened when you're brought to this doctor? You know, they're trying to see whether you're really sane, or what were they actually, why did they want to interrogate you?
Well, they were trying to figure out how to keep me out, and they had to ask questions in order to do that. But the doctor looked down at this huge book that said Aspartame Disease and Ignored Epidemic, and he says, Aspartame Disease? He says, I use it. I said, well, you're going to die. He says, but I'm diabetic. I says, well, you're going to die first. And so he looked through the book, and he looked through the chapter on diabetes, and he said, what in the world am I going to do? I said, well, I tell you to use stevia. I says, but, you know, Monsanto got that banned here, and I'm going to the, and I was on my way to the European Union. We're going to see if we can get that back in the country. And another, somebody else there said, well, you know, my daughter drinks it, and she has Graves' disease. And I said, well, don't worry about it. I says, if she gets off of it, that usually within a year she'll go back to normal. And he says, but they removed her thyroid. I said, well, I knew I should have come earlier. And about that time, the doctor says, okay, that's enough. He turned to the lady. He says, you let her go. You let her go now, and you give her back everything that you have confiscated. And so they let me go. And that's how I got into England.
I mean, but ladies and gentlemen, it's so difficult to understand that Betty's on the front lines of this battle, and she's up against some of the most wealthy and powerful and, yes, evil people in the world. And, of course, this really goes right back to Donald Rumsfeld. So I'm going to let you tell the story of how Donald Rumsfeld, back in 1981, I set out to poison the public. Here's the same man now. They're sending our boys over to fight and bleed and suffer and die in a no-win war in Iraq and Afghanistan, never to be allowed to win the war, just to fight and bleed and suffer and die. Fortunately, they got him out of government, but I'm sure he'll turn up some other place. We've seen this, all this propaganda about, oh, the danger of bird flu, we're all going to die of bird flu. And so what do they do? Why, of course, they spent billions of dollars here in the United States and billions of dollars throughout the world for Tamiflu. And who do you think produced Tamiflu? Why, Donald Rumsfeld's old company. So he makes out, and they use the media to enrich their friends. And Bob, and believe me, Donald Rumsfeld is one of their friends. You go right ahead.
Well, the story of aspartame approval is absolutely incredible. First of all, aspartame is not an additive. It's an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that interacts with virtually all drugs and vaccines. It's a chemical poison. So here comes Searle, and they're doing studies to try to get it approved, and naturally they couldn't get a poison to show safety. So they really were involved in fraud, like removing the brain tumors from the rats and putting the rats back in the study and filtering out neoplasms. But the problem was they got caught. And the FDA asked for the indictment of Searle. Immediately, two U.S. prosecutors hired on with the defense team, and the statute of limitations gave out. So at this time, Don Rumsfeld was hired Searle in order to, they knew they were going to be closed down, see if they could fix the problems. And the FDA revoked the petition for approval. The very next day, Searle filed suit against the FDA before the commissioner could sign it into law. Now, Don Rumsfeld said, I'm going to get it on the market. I'm simply going to call in my markers. And those markers were that President Reagan owed him a favor because he had told him he'd nominate him for vice president. So the day after that Reagan took office and Rumsfeld was on the Reagan transition team, President Reagan appointed Dr. Arthur Hull Hayes, who incidentally was in the mind control drugs. That's who he is. But he knew it would take 30 days to get him there. So what he did was he wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about aspartame. And then in the middle of the night at 3 a.m., someone from the Reagan transition team called the FDA commissioner, Dr. Goyen, and fired him. And his wife recently sent me a letter confirming all this, so we do have it on web at www.mpwhi.com. Then, during some allegations of flying around and General Foods jet and other things, he resigned, and Hayes went to work for the PR agency of the manufacturer, Burson Marsteller, for $1,000 a day on a 10-year contract and has refused to talk to the press ever since.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yes. So immediately, we're talking about such mass poisoning that there was complete outrage by the public, ended up in 3 congressional hearings, and it was admitted, and we have the first one on web on WNHO.net, the congressional hearing, and it was even admitted that the FDA was so flooded with complaints that they were giving them to the AIDS hotline. And they also wrote into the congressional record the protest of the National Soft Drink Association, which admitted that, you know, that it couldn't be proven safe. And they quoted the adulteration law because aspartame is adulterated. And during the next congressional record, the FDA commissioner, Dr. Adrian Gross, said that that it had caused these brain tumors and would do this without a shadow of a doubt, violated the Delaney Amendment because it was against the law to put anything on the market you know was going to cause cancer. And his last words to Congress were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? Then in 1987, there was another congressional hearing where the other FDA toxicologist, Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, testified that even then, in 1987, aspartame had still not been proven safe, and that all studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out. So aspartame was never proven safe, and Senator Metzenbaum had written a bill to put a moratorium on aspartame and have studies done by the National Institute of Health on the problems being seen at that time in the population, which were what it was doing to the fetus and the seizures and the interaction of drugs and behavioral problems in children. And it never got out of committee, and we believe it was due to Senator Orrin Hatch. He'd been paid by Monsanto, and he's the one that kept congressional hearings from not being heard until 1985 because there was immediate outrage. And eventually, aspartame has been, you know, approved in over 100 countries of the world. In the UK, incidentally, the way it got on the market there is through a business deal with a Paul Turner, and nobody knew about it. When Parliament found out, there was a big uproar about it. The story was in The Guardian, but they did not rescind the order, and no studies were ever done. So everything's based on the FDA in the United States. And, of course, the FDA never proved it safe.
And, of course, basically, it produces pathological obesity. It produces diabetes. If you have diabetes, it complicates it. It creates diabetic retinopathy and blindness. It produces, lesions in the brain, and you can actually see these on MRI, and you get the people off of it, and certainly the lesions go away. It simulates multiple sclerosis. It looks like cases of multiple sclerosis, and some of the people simply get off of this, and then multiple sclerosis goes away. I mean, there's so many things this does as far as your thyroid. It blocks fertility, because that's really great, but one of the major advantages is it's a carcinogen. It's one of the money that they're giving us. And then we wonder why the incidence of cancer has increased from 1 in 33 to 1 in 2 or 1 to 2 or 1 in 3 today. And the government keeps saying, there's a real problem. There's an epidemic of cancer. We're going to have a war on cancer. And the more they fight the war, of course, the more cancer there is. And the thing is, at least there are a few people out there who know exactly what they're doing. And, of course, I believe there are effective treatments for cancer. I believe they're locked away. And if you doubt that, I suggest you get our 4-tape set, The New Order of the Barbarians. The New Order of the Barbarians. Interviews with Dr. Dennegan, a practicing pediatricians up in Pittsburgh before he retired, and about a talk he heard back in 1969 where they laid the whole plan out. Dr. Richard Day, the former medical director of Planned Parenthood, just put the whole story right out there to a group of doctors, and Dr. Dennegan kept notes on that for many years as he saw all these things coming to pass, why he eventually exposed it. But they know the cause of cancer, ladies and gentlemen. And, of course, you, if you're not reading your labels carefully, are going to be consuming aspartame and MSG products. What are some of the names they put on these things? What do they call aspartame besides aspartame? What do they call MSG, which is another excitotoxin besides MSG?
Well, there's 16 names for MSG, hydrogenated protein. I mean, all kinds of names. And you can find all that information on the website of truthandlabeling.org. As to aspartame, it's NutraSweet, Equal, Spoonful, Canderel, Benevia, E951. And because the patent is out, it can be in anything. You have
Wait,
to
hold
read
that.
The label.
Hold that. We're going to be back in just a moment with Betty Martini right here at the Genesis Communication Network.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a two-pack for only $99 or a four-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
This is George Whitehurst Berry of the Genesis Communications Network. Have you ever wanted the truth about the economy? Crash, Are You Ready? Is the fastest growing program on GCN. Our one-hour program airs weekdays, Monday through Friday, from 10 to 11 a.m. Central Time, just after the Power Hour, and just before Alex Jones. To listen to rebroadcast 24 and 7, visit our website at www.hearitonline.com and click on the appropriate link. Our unparalleled guest lineup has included patriots such as Congressman Ron Paul, Scott Ritter, former UN Chief Weapons Inspector Murray Neal, inventor of the revolutionary dragonskin body armor, and Philip Torme, USS Liberty survivor. We also focus on alternative health and survival topics. Go to www.hearitonline.com. That's HEARITONLINE.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. And, of course, our guest is Betty Martini. And you really want to go to her website. It's at doorway.com with one O. D-O-R-W-A-Y www.thebookset.com, and it'll open the door. You'll begin to understand why we have so much illness in our country, why we have so much cancer, why we have an explosion of diabetes, why we have so much morbid obesity. They know all of these things. Of course, brain tumors in children increasing tremendously ever since this happened. The number of women between 1999 and 2005, the number of women who were getting pregnant who were diabetic doubled, but the number of teenagers who were getting pregnant between 1999 and the year 2005 has gone up five times. Why are these things happening? Oh, well, they say it's morbid obesity, but they never tell you that you can feed any animal aspartame and they'll become morbidly obese. Isn't that true, Betty? Betty?
Yes, that's absolutely true. And it's the same thing like with MSG. It produced an obese rat. And so Dr. Ralph Walton wrote an article about this, and it's on Doorway. Just scroll down to experts on the left-hand side.
It's a wonderful, wonderful website. All sorts of great information that everybody needs to know. And even when the CDC actually evaluated them, tell us about that CDC evaluation of aspartame to determine whether it was safe.
Well, first of all, it was a 146-page investigation. It was very, very damning. It showed things like cardiac arrest, death, liver problems, heart attacks, behavioral problems and whatnot, and grand mal seizures, and they asked that more neurological studies be done. And what happened was is they put a phony summary on it that said that there were only mild findings. So if you go to the CDC website, you'll see the phony summary, and if you go to Doorway, you'll see the actual 146-page report. And I hold this up in the aspartame documentary, Sweet Misery of Poison World, so people can know that even the Center for Disease Control actually did not want people to know the truth about it and covered it up.
And really, that's, of course, what's so unconscionable about this whole thing. They know what they're doing, and they've concealed the information from the American people. So, you know, the thing is that, of course, the Federal Drug Administration officials are simply lying. The people at the very top know what they're doing. Down the line, I'm sure you have a lot of good scientists there who'd like to get the truth out. But if they speak up, why, they could lose their job. If they speak up, they could be chastised and action taken against them. So, and certainly because the media is controlled, you're not going to get this information. Tell us about the carcinogenic properties of the aspartame, because we know it increases the incidence of brain cancer, markedly increased the incidence of brain cancer in animals, didn't it?
Yes. Now, the reason it does that, for instance, is because the actual molecule breaks down to diketocyprazine, a brain tumor agent. So naturally it did this. But what a lot of people know is that in original studies, it not only caused brain tumors and brain cancer, but it also caused testicular tumors, mammary, uterine, ovarian, pancreatic, and thyroid, I mean, just for starters. So then in 2005, Dr. Siffredi with the Ramazzini Institute did $1 million study, 3-year study, one of the most prestigious ever done, peer-reviewed by 7 world experts, showing it to be a multipotential carcinogen, causing everything from leukemia to lymphoma. And, of course, even though the FDA were the ones that exposed it as being a carcinogen and causing cancer, is that they said that they were not going to accept it because they're now on the side of Big Pharma. And with all the rebuttals by industry, Dr. Siffredi just turned around and did it again because they said, well, maybe they used too much aspartame. So he only used a small amount the second time and found not only is it a multipotential carcinogen, but that it only takes a very small amount of aspartame to give you cancer, and that it is passed down from the mother so that if she's using it during pregnancy and the baby survives, you know, it's an abortive accident that also causes birth defects and mental retardation. But if that baby survives, what Dr. Siffredi says is that he can grow up and have cancer. So that's how bad it is, and everybody knows that it's against the law, and it's still on the market.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, it's so important that you out there get the information. Betty has got all sorts of things. She's got about four websites up there. Go up and Google in Betty Martini, M-A-R-T-I-N-E, you know, like what you like to drink there sometimes. I don't like martinis myself, but anyway, of course, Betty Martini, doorway.com with one O, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com. Get the information. Help us to get it out. If we can convince people they're poisoning their children, we can win.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened at the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground or $30 outside the U.S.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Betty Martini. We're talking about aspartame, and you can remember this. It's a little mnemonic. A for adipose or fat. P for pregnancy. S, I'm sorry, for sugar diabetes. P for pregnancy. A for, certainly for abortion. And then, of course, R for raving. These people will have convulsions. T for thyroid. A, then malignancies and endocrine, aspartame. You spell it out, think of those things, and believe me, ladies and gentlemen, we've got to get the truth out. They're poisoning our children, and we'll give you some stories about that. In fact, there's one story Betty has, I believe it was somewhere in the Dominican Republic or elsewhere, where a doctor was trying to get children off of milk, so he gave them a water, of course, flavored with aspartame. What happened? Who was that? What was the story about that, Betty?
That was Dr. Barrett, and what he tried giving them some aspartame juice, but there were 360 children, and immediately they started having behavioral problems and confusion, and they were hyperactive, And he called me and he said, well, you know, if it was 50% of the kids or even 75, he says, but almost all of them have come down with all these problems. And I said, well, get them off of aspartame, because you've answered really your own question. And he called me back 4 days later, and he said all the children, as soon as he got them off of aspartame, all went back to normal. Now, normally you would not do a study on children, because after a quarter of a century, we know it's a deadly poison. But it was done by accident, and it proves what's going on in all the schools today with, you know, all the behavioral problems and it reduces IQ and confusion. And as Parents Magazine said in 1999, that the normal for children today is abnormal. And they're medicating them instead of educating them. And, of course, all these antidepressants or Ritalin, any of this stuff, will interact with aspartame. And so they're just harming the children more.
Amen to that. Well, before we go on, I do want you to go ahead and get your website out there, how people can get more information to verify what you're saying. And, of course, if you go to Betty's website, there are all sorts of the original documents up there and studies, and we've got some great DVDs we'll tell you about later. And, again, if you're out there in the listening audience, you'd like to call us, our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. But go ahead and get out your web page so people know how to get this information verified.
Okay, you can go to www.doorwaywithoneo.com, and then there is www.mpwhi.com, and it stands for Mission Possible World Health International, if you should forget it, and also www.wnho.net, and then there is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame. And if you need booklets to distribute, the Idaho Observer publishes the Artificially Sweetened Times by the hundreds, 24-page booklets for distribution to your friends and your family to make sure that everyone is off of it.
Well, I think it's so vitally important that we understand that we are being poisoned. They know they're poisoning us, and people say, well, why doesn't the government do something? It is the people who are running the government who are the part of the problem. Said Ronald Reagan, our great conservative, was the one who allowed Donald Rumsfeld to, you know, put this over. And, of course, there's a lot of money that's involved in this. You have to understand there's money and power, but more than that, they can damage the children.
And it cost Reagan, you know, his memory, which is so prevalent. It's number 9 on the FDA list of 92 symptoms.
You're speaking about now of Alzheimer's disease?
Right. That, that he completely lost his memory. And Dr. Roberts actually wrote a book, Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease, and says that aspartame is escalating it. And then there's there was a new study this year that was in Greece. And it was, and it basically showed memory loss and everything causes Alzheimer's. In fact, Dr. Roberts wrote a comment about that study, and he said the demonstration that large concentrations of aspartame can influence acetylcholine metabolism in any model is important, especially relative to brain function. It has profound implications concerning the evolution of Alzheimer's disease, as discussed in my text on this subject. So there's actually been a study to prove this.
Well, now, there's an increased incidence of Alzheimer's in people who are using the aspartame?
Oh, absolutely. There's over 4 million people that have it. It just went up dramatically after aspartame was put on the market. And even the Alzheimer's Association will tell you even baby boomers are getting it. And I've even had people call me from hospices wanting to know why 30-year-olds are getting getting Alzheimer's. And the problem is that aspartame knows no age, like in the case of Parkinson's and Michael Fox, who got it at the age of 30. So they suffer such bad memory loss, brain fog, that people say they forget to pick up their children, don't know where they are. And Dr. Roberts told me he was talking to somebody, an air control drinking a Diet Coke, and he couldn't remember who he was and where he was, and that's how serious it has become.
My understanding was that the pilots have been told that they shouldn't be drinking aspartame before they're going to fly. Is there any truth to that?
Absolutely. Now, the FAA won't do it publicly because they told me that the FDA approved it, but I know many people in the FDA that do warn them, and on MPWHI, you can read Dr. Blaylock's aspartame pilot alert, and he goes into the fact of how aspartame causes sudden death, and these pilots are can just, you know, they can die in the cockpit. One did on American. He was drinking a Diet Coke and blacked out, never woke up, and they had to, you know, bring the plane down and get another pilot. And five others on American have also died. So it's a big problem, especially with the atmosphere. And as Dr. Blaylock says, you know, it depletes glucose from the brain. They go into hypoglycemia, and then they go into seizure. And so he wrote an excellent aspartame pilot alert that people can get. And before I get on a plane, I give the pilots a packet. And I said, if you're on aspartame, I'm out of here.
Well, I think it's important that you explain to our listeners how this actually works. What is an aspartame? It was certainly really discovered accidentally. Somebody was doing some research on something else, and they noticed that this was sweet. And so they said, see, maybe this is a substitute for sugar. What is an aspartame?
Well, the problem is, and incidentally, it is genetically engineered. It's, Dr. Deagle told me, who's been in the plant, it's really a, you know, it's made with E. coli bacteria. It's a toxic sludge. But the reason that Dr. John Olney tried to prevent its approval, and he founded the field of neuroscience called excitotoxicity, is he did the studies on aspartic acid in 1970 and found it caused lesions in the brains of mice. And he knew what this would do to the brains of the fetus and what it would do to our children, especially compounded with the use of MSG on the market today. And so you got 40% of this excitotoxin, a little different than a neurotoxin, seeps into the brain rather than goes past the blood-brain barrier. But then you've got a methyl ester, which immediately becomes methanol and converts to formaldehyde and formic acid and causes metabolic acidosis. And then you've got 50% phenylalanine, you know, and they try to say this is the building blocks of life, but in meat or milk, where you may have 5%, you've got 50%, and phenylalanine cannot be isolated, and it could be fatal to phenylketonurics who can't metabolize it, which is why there's a PKU warning. And this phenylalanine lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin, which is triggering all these psychiatric and behavioral problems. And then the whole molecule breaks down into diketokiprazine, which is the brain tumor agent. So every metabolite is patently unsafe for human use, and the combination of this mixture of poisons just, in a nutshell, destroys the brain, the optic nerve, the immune system, and ravages every organ in the body. And even the big 1,000-page medical text on it, Dr. Roberts said that he had to leave 40% of it off because it was too big to publish. And he said today he'd have to add another 200 pages just on the new studies that the FDA has ignored.
And I think it's so vitally important that people understand, first of all, you have aspartic acid, and then you have this other product that goes ahead and breaks down into methanol, and then that breaks down into formaldehyde. That's what you use to actually embalm bodies.
Page on pre-embalming where Dr. Roberts says that a lot of people in the funeral business are no longer embalming the bodies because they're coming in already embalmed. And there's a study on it, the Croco study, which shows that the formaldehyde embalms living tissue and damages DNA. And, of course, you know, when you damage DNA, you can destroy humanity.
Yeah, our telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. 1-800-259-5791 if you have a question for Betty, who's on the front lines of this battle and is more knowledgeable than just about anybody else I know. And what we have is an organized program carried out by, I believe, some very evil men. Whether you think that they're doing this for money, whether you think they're doing it for power, or whether they have another agenda is not important. It's not important why they're doing it. It's important is what they're doing. And that's what we have to actually point out, how this poison is in our food. Now, certainly NutraSweet is in so many things. Aspartame is in so many of the prepared products today. What percentage do you think of the things that ready-prepared foods would have aspartame or MSG in? Do you have any idea?
Well, they admit to 6,000 products, and now that it's not been banned in Codex, you know, it could be 100,000 products. But then they've got a 2% law, and so they can add a certain amount without even labeling. And twice the yogurt people have petitioned the FDA and asked to allow it in yogurt unlabeled, and the fact the FDA refuses to tell me whether they did that. I wouldn't use anything but organic yogurt if you're going to use it. So it's and anything that says that's processed, it says artificial or natural flavors, that's where they had MSG and where they had aspartame or the components of it. And now we've got this new information that's come out that really everybody needs to know, that the FDA said that the new Cinemax does not have to be approved and is under artificial flavors, people involved, or Coke and Nestle's and Kraft, and you need to be warned about this, because I think there was not very much of even a study about this, a very short study, and this stuff started out with the cells of aborted fetuses, and it is genetically engineered. And what it's supposed to do is to change your taste, and so they can put in less sweeteners or salt. And it's I think they're trying to make cannibals out of the public. I definitely tell people to go back to scratch, because you'll find aspartame in these horrible things in artificial and natural flavors. And basically what they're saying to you, we're not labeling it. We're putting them under this umbrella, because if you knew what was in there, you wouldn't use it.
And because they're giving it to pregnant women. Oh, my goodness, you know, you don't want to get fat when you're pregnant. And so they're giving it to them, and it not only damages the body of the mother, it damages the body of the unborn child. They're putting it in our chewing gum. In fact, doesn't most of Wrigley's chewing gum have aspartame in it?
All but two. And the really bad thing about that is that people tend not to read labels, and they're so used to, they've been using juicy fruit that had sugar in it for years and years. They have no idea that aspartame has been replaced. Or actually, you know, what they're doing is they put sugar in it, and then they add the aspartame, and they put other poisons like Splenda, which is chlorocarbon poison and liberates chlorine. They add a sulfine potassium to it, which caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. And I know that one man, because people become chemically hypersensitive once they use aspartame, was chewing some juicy fruit and didn't read the label and almost went off a cliff. And if you remember, that was the story of Abby Cormack and why I went to New Zealand, when she almost died from Wrigley's gum. And they did this. They were so arrogant that they did this after a suit was filed against them back in 2004, because we had told them for years, as Dr. Roberts had. He wrote a paper about the danger of putting aspartame in gum because of the fact that it works like nitroglycerin under the tongue, goes through saliva and straight to the brain. And recently you heard that Wrigley's was sold to Mars, and I think so many people are getting sick, they're just running, you know, from the liability of it. In fact, just like sugar people that do make a safe sweetener said that they're now, before the end of the year, going to have just like sugar gum, which is nothing but chicory and orange peel. So people who insist on using gum will have something that is safe.
Now, who's going to be putting out this specific this safe gum?
It's called Just Like Sugar.
Okay.
You get it in Whole Foods, and they're putting out fiber water and different drinks. They have school programs, And the reason that they made Just Like Sugar was simply because there was nothing safe on the market. And chicory has been used for 70 years to improve the health of diabetics, whereas aspartame can actually precipitate it and, of course, simulates and aggravates diabetic retinopathy and neuropathy and destroys the optic nerve and interacts with insulin, and the methanol causes diabetics to lose their limbs. So the American Diabetes Association had a suit filed against them, too, at the same time for racketeering, because they've been told for years, but, you know, these professional organizations are funded by the manufacturer.
And, of course, they have unlimited funds, and they can always buy the attorneys, they can always buy the judges, and we've got some of the finest judges and attorneys here that the money could buy.
Yep, that's right. And don't forget, you know, they have bottomless checkbooks. They've got something on the market that's absolutely addictive. Methanol is classified as a narcotic and causes chronic methanol poisoning that affects the dopamine system of the brain and causes this addiction. And that's the reason we have an aspartame information list on mpwhi.com, because the poor victims go through such a terrible case of withdrawal when they get off. In fact, there's a place in North Carolina called Essence that takes aspartame victims. So you might as well be having heroin on the market. And someone said that they used cocaine in high school. It was harder to get off aspartame than it was cocaine.
Okay. Well, our guest, of course, is Betty Martini, and I think that this is such an important subject. Help us get the information out. Go to our website, doorway.com. Bye-bye, Betty. God bless. Thanks so much for being with us again.
And thank you, Stan.
Bye-bye.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triamethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul taste like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
The election cycle draws near, and we don't have much time left. If the American people truly hope to make a change in Washington, then we must act now with a cohesive plan for taking back our government. Washington, You Fired is a new patriotic documentary from the director of Beyond Treason. The video is the result of a 2-year endeavor to assemble a video tool for engaging, educating, and motivating the American people to climb back into the driver's seat of Congress. Washington, You Fired lays out the last 7 years of fundamentally flawed terror-related spy bills in a linear fashion that no one has ever constructed before. The resulting shift in our governmental power structure leaves the American people with only 2 choices: be a part of the problem or be a part of the solution. Washington, You're Fired is being described as the best patriotic video since Freedom to Fascism, and we want you to get a copy and share it with your friends. We invite you to make the change. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Visit TakeBackWashington.com.
And back here Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and this is such an important issue. If we could convince people that their children are being poisoned and that they've got to get involved, why, they're going to come over to our side. Now, right now, of course, let me mention that we have a great DVD. It's called Sweet Remedy. Actually, there are two DVDs, one Sweet Misery, going into the actually production of the degenerative neurological disease from aspartame. The other is Sweet Remedy. I think you ought to get both of them. If you're only going to get one, get Sweet Remedy. We have two four-tape set on aspartame. We carry the book, Excitotoxins, The Taste It Kills, because actually these are excitotoxins, and they actually stimulate the brain cells to death, and you actually can produce progressive degenerative disease of your brain by using aspartame-containing products. You'll actually find in many of the people who use the drugs, and it is a drug, it is a medication, it is a poison. Why, you'll find actually when you do an MRI or a CT scan of the brain, you'll see the holes there, and they go away if you get off these things. At least they will if you get off of them soon enough. And then, of course, we have the book, Aspartame, The Ignored Epidemic. Aspartame, The Ignored Epidemic. It's almost 1,000 pages by Dr. Roberts. We carry these books because we want you to have the opportunity to get the information and get it to others. So again, that is the DVD, Sweet Remedy or Sweet Misery. They have both, and I like Remedy best. And then, of course, we have the two four-tape sets on aspartame, my interviews with Betty Martini and other people. And then we have the books, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills, and Aspartame Disease, The Ignored Epidemic. And they're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Now, they're also poisoning our children with mercury, and they're putting it in the influenza vaccine, and they're telling doctors this has to be given to protect the life of the little child, you know, if you like children. And then they're going to give it, of course, to pregnant women during the first trimester, where the mercury will do the most damage. And if you want to know about mercury, we've got the greatest DVD. It's called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. That's Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. It's by Dr. David Ayoub, who was a physician back in Illinois, who made the mistake of turning on the wrong internet program one evening, and he heard us talking about population control, and he picked up this story and did some amazing research on it. If you actually order the DVD, you'll get a CD-ROM with that, that has literally thousands of pages of studies all about mercury. You need to have this information. You need to get it to your doctor, and you're welcome, of course, to copy the DVD and or the CD-ROM. We want to get the information out. And then there's, of course, poisoning us with the fluoride in drinking water. 68% of the communities in our community are actually our country. 68% of the communities in our country are fluoridated, and 90% of them use hydrofluorosilicic acid, which of course increases the level of lead in the blood and in the brain of the people. And actually, of course, it doubles the amount of lead when you use this product. And don't ask me why, whether it's pulling the lead out of the solder, we don't know, or. But whatever the reason is, they have done a study, and it was done back in the East, and we'll be glad to get you the information on that. 450,000 children, comparing those, of course, who are getting the fluoridated water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and those who are not, and those who were fluoridated with hydrofluorosilicic acid, it increased the lead level 6 times in the blacks. And, of course, we wonder, of course, you know, this actually produces raids and criminal activity in blacks. In fact, the doctor who did the study was interested in criminal activity, not in water fluoridation. That's why we have so many blacks in prison today, and they know that. It's aimed specifically at blacks, and but at you as well. You need to get our talk, The Hidden Agenda, and, of course, the syllabus that goes with that, and then Pray for America. Pray for our...
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron.